This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McGee. Three protesters were killed, 58 others wounded in Iran, and continued unrest after Prime Minister Adel Abdul Mahdi announced he intends to resign. Officials said at least 11 protesters were wounded near Baghdad's Arar Bridge, when security forces fired live ammunition and tear gas to disperse demonstrators in the southern city of Nasiriyah. Security forces used live fire and tear gas to repel protesters on two main bridges, which led to the city center. Security and hospital officials said a further three protesters were killed and 15 wounded early Saturday by security forces who fired live rounds at them in the holy city of Najaf. At least 400 people have died since a leaderless uprising shook Iraq, with thousands of Iraqis taking to the streets in Baghdad and the predominantly Shiite southern Iraq, decrying corruption, poor services, lack of jobs, and they're calling for an end to the post-2003 political system. A high-ranking official has been killed in clashes with security forces in Jaljan province in Afghanistan's north, a local official said Saturday. A provincial government spokesman told RFERL that Kari Nuruddin and his four bodyguards were killed in the district where the militant group has a strong presence. Officials in southern Afghanistan say that a bomb explosion Saturday killed a senior military commander and wounded at least three other people, including a local journalist. The provincial police spokesman told VOA that the general, the commander of an army border unit, was heading to the volatile district along with a group of journalists to visit an ongoing counterinsurgency operation when the convoy struck a roadside bomb. This is VOA News. London Mayor Sadiq Khan spoke out about Friday's stabbing, in which two people were killed before the attacker was then killed himself by police. We get more from Reuters' Emer McCarthy.
Mayor of London Sadiq Khan praised emergency workers in the aftermath of Friday's stabbing attack at London Bridge, saying the incident could have been far, far worse had it not been for their swift operation while visiting the city's ambulance service on Saturday.
And when the operation was called, so it became a major incident, you had teams there very quickly, a control room set up, because it could have been far, far worse. And it gives me confidence that we're doing all that we can to keep our city safe.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson has said sentencing rules need to be toughened up in light of the incident, after it was revealed that attacker Usman Khan had previously been convicted of terrorism offences but freed early from jail.
That is Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. Schools and universities have been shut down in parts of Iran, including the capital, Tehran, due to high levels of pollution, according to state media. The decision was announced late Friday by the deputy governor after a meeting of an emergency committee for air pollution. Schools in the capital will also be closed on Sunday. The young, elderly, and people with respiratory illnesses were warned to stay indoors, and all sports activities were suspended Saturday. Tehran has suffered from dangerous levels of pollution and smog since mid-November. Wintry weather bedeviled Thanksgiving weekend travelers across the United States Saturday as a powerful and dangerous storm moved eastward, dumping heavy snow from parts of California to the northern Midwest and inundating other areas with rain. Authorities found the bodies of two young children, including a five-year-old boy and a third child, was missing in central Arizona after a vehicle was swept away while attempting to cross a runoff swollen creek. A storm-related death also was reported in South Dakota. Meteorologist Lara Pagano with the National Weather Service said the storm was expected to drop 15 to 30 centimeters of snow from the northern plains states into Minnesota, Wisconsin, and upper Michigan.
Travel problematic for a good portion of the upper Midwest and Great Lakes region. And then once you get into the afternoon, into the evening hours Sunday and into Monday, you're talking issues for the Northeast corridor as well.
Farther south, rain and thunderstorms were forecast along and ahead of the cold front, with heavy rain possible Saturday. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil.